In Kruger National Park in South Africa, the battle to save populations of rhinos sometimes resembles just that, a battle. Rangers there are taking on increasingly dangerous poachers, rangers and their dogs. David Fox has this report.
Wolf, to the left and thrust, left. One.
Here on the parade ground of the Southern African Wildlife College, a group of future park rangers is being put through their drills. Marching in unison, mock rifles slung over their shoulders, boots kicking up clouds of dust, they look like they're preparing for combat. And in many ways, they are.
Last year alone, there was 100 armed contacts in the park. Bullets flying up and down.
That's Ruben de Kock. He's the head of ranger training at the college. It's a private organization, but nearly all the students' fees are paid by the government. In South Africa, that investment is critical. The country is home to 80% of the world's rhino population, and poaching has exploded here over the past decade. In 2007, 13 rhinos were killed by poachers. Last year, that number was over 1,000. And recently, for the first time, one of the Cox's own graduates was shot and killed by a poacher, highlighting how dangerous they are now.
They don't respond like the guys did 20 years ago by dropping their firearm, raising their arms and going, oh, sorry, you've got me. These guys fight.
Years ago, the Cox said that most poachers were local hunters looking for meat to eat or sell. Today, they're backed by criminal syndicates in Asia and come equipped with night vision goggles and massive amounts of ammunition. But some young South Africans still step up to be rangers.
The most important thing which drove me to this conservation, it was the rhino poaching.
That's Letabo Makuba, a ranger in training from Limpopo. She got involved after something she saw online.
It was Facebook. The minute when I saw the last old rhino, when he passed on, that's where it makes me like, I have to step in.
That last old rhino was Sudan, the last male northern white rhino who died in Kenya earlier this year. Makuba fears that the same fate will befall some of South Africa's rhino subspecies.
So we'll only be left with the picture, but not with the real animal. So even our children, grandchildren, they have to see it as well.
To protect against poachers, rangers have a bevy of sophisticated resources, ranging from thermal imaging cameras to aircraft. But one of the most effective strategies is low-tech.
When the rhino poaching started, one of the game changers was to get dogs, tracking dogs.
That's Johan van Straten, the canine manager at the college, showing me what he calls high-speed tracking dogs. He gave me a tour of their facilities just around dinner time.
Quite eager to eat. Yeah, and because of their pack, they eat together and they stay together. So because they're working together.
The dogs are let loose as a pack to run down poachers in the bush while rangers follow overhead in helicopters. The parks also use dogs to sniff out stocks of rhino horn, elephant tusks, and animals like the pangolin, which Van Straten says poachers might hide.
So since we use dogs, the guys can't hide from us anymore.
The dogs are kept in secure facilities to make sure the poachers don't target them. It's a combination of the rangers and dogs that park officials say brought down rhino poaching in Kruger Park by 24% last year.
For NPR News, I'm David Fox in Hoedspruit, South Africa.